The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Okay, we've had the view from a balcony in Italy. Now let's head north to the beach village of Downings in County Donegal. And look, like a lot of people, I'm a bit ambivalent about fish, but nice seafood really is part of the Irish summer, isn't it? So we're going to get something for the weekend now, a little recipe from Tony Davison and Lena Reppert, who are the owners of Fisk Restaurant up there in Downings. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
I can see you're. Am I interrupting you? Are you busy there in the background making fish?
We're not just busy yet.
Okay, grand.
We will be very shortly.
Prep to be done. Listen, just give me the view out from where you are there. So,
well, I'm just standing out the front of the restaurant here, and you can see just in the background the Rosapenna, the new St. Patrick's golf course, and then just coming in front of us, the beach is already packed with people. There's windsurfers, there's boats. I don't think I've ever seen as many people on the beach and all the times coming to Downings.
And the weather's still holding up there?
Yeah, I think it was 28 degrees in the van when I was coming to work there.
Okay. Good for you. Listen, before we get to the fish, so Lena, you're Swedish and Tony's from Tyrone. How did a Swedish girl meet a Tyrone boy?
we met in Australia, in Sydney, in Australia, where I think if you're not Australian, you're probably Irish or Swedish. So we worked together in a restaurant there, and fell madly in love and traveled a bit, and then we ended up in Ireland.
Lena, do you mind me saying, is that a Swedish accent I'm hearing, or is that a Donegal accent I'm hearing?
I think it's a good mix of everything. So we've obviously been in Donegal a long time, but we also lived in Belfast for a good bit. So I think there could be a little bit of a Belfast twang in there sometimes. And then,
kind of a native there, I think, Lena.
A little bit too much, yeah.
and Tony, you were kind of surfer dude, were you? Kind of bumming around the world surfing and stuff like that. Sounds like you were having a life.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to go and see all those places that you read about and all those waves that everyone was telling you about. So we were trying to, I was trying to go and find them, you know, going to Bali's obviously quite close to Australia. So my plan was to go there and go to Australia. You know, and we just sort of, I don't know what happened. I think I was bartending at the time in Sydney. Lena came in for a job and I made sure that the manager hired her at the time. I think there was a few bribes.
Okay, you know what? It's probably best you don't tell the story like that because I don't think we allow that kind of thing anymore. But like, it's not. It was. I'm sure it was very innocent then. But you know, it could be taken the wrong way.
Of course.
and then, so you brought Lena back to Belfast. Then Lena, I believe food wise, I'm not saying Belfast isn't the culinary capital of the world, but I believe you found it a bit of a culture shock, particularly the international cuisine. That when you ordered a Chinese or an Indian in Belfast, it wasn't quite what you were used to.
I think just I'm from Stockholm, so obviously we have a lot of there's a lot of international cuisine, and then Swedish food is maybe a little bit more adventurous as well than Irish food. Now, in saying that, Belfast has lovely food, really really good food places, but I think the variety and was kind of what shocked me a little bit, and how hard it was to get fish anywhere. And the fact that you get chips in a Chinese.
Chips, they're a classic Chinese dish.
Definitely.
Listen, speaking of the fish thing, I believe, Lena, when you were building the restaurant there, like everyone kept telling you, listen, you're crazy. No one around here eats fish.
Everyone who could come in and tell us and say, this is not going to work. Irish people don't like fish. And we were just looking at the sea and like them from the restaurant as well. We have the pier where McBride's land, like, the best crab ever. And I was like, this is a lie. People love seafood. They just don't know it yet.
So Tony, are people nervous about fish, or do you basically have to, like, do you have to assure them the bones are all gone out of it and we've put it in batter and it's safe, quite safe for you?
Well, I think there's a good split of people. Obviously, some people are still worried about fish. You know, I have people in my own family that are a little bit worried about fish. They're a little bit funny if they find bones in their fish and chips on the chippy. I think sometimes people forget this. Fish do come with bones every now and again. But no, there's a, you know, you'd really seen when we opened up that there was people come from all over to come and try and sample the seafood. You know, people saying, "Oh, nobody will eat oysters," and our oysters are, we're selling out oysters every weekend at the minute. You know, and we're buying boxes and boxes of Donegal oysters. And to be honest, we can't carry enough to the restaurant. So I think there is a good split. Maybe we're not the biggest seafood culture. You know, over in Sweden, seafood is a massive, massive thing. We're not quite there yet, but I definitely think it's improving. There's a lot more people getting into their fish.
Now, Tony, listen, time is against us at this stage, but you've done us a recipe for a kind of a prawn cocktail with a Swedish twist, which we will put up on the website. And it's actually really straightforward, and it'll even tell you how to pickle your own onions and cucumbers, which is very straightforward as well. So just because we have about a minute, one thing I think that people love to eat out when they get in the summer in a bar or whatever is crab claws. But it's crab claws are something I presume that you could do quite simply at home yourself, are they?
Yeah, well, like the majority of people buying crab claws aren't going to get them alive. Obviously, they'll be already cooked from a supermarket. So really, you just want to finish them. And I love them in the spice butter we do in the restaurant. And you're just really heating the crab claws up so enough so the butter melts, and just to coat the crab claws in the butter. You know, you're not. They're already cooked, probably from the restaurant or from the supermarket, anyway. And you know, I prefer crab over lobster. It's lovely, lovely shellfish to eat.
Yeah, me too. So basically, all you're doing, reheat them with a bit of butter and get a bit of flavour in there, and you're laughing. And look, we'll talk to you again, but I'll put up the prawn cocktail with the Swedish twist. We'll put up on the website, okay? But thank you very much, and good luck with everything up there in Downings. Thanks, Tony Davison and Lena Reppert.